Okay, the first spelling is humiliated. Actually, Didi Xiao doesn't say it very well in the clip, but she means to say humiliated. H-U-M-I-L-I-A-T-E-D. And it means embarrassed.
啊，我们毫不客气地指出Didi Xiao的一个发音有问题。
嗯，其实，
对，其实他想说的是humiliated。
嗯，
但他没有说清楚，大家一会儿注意去听啊。有的时候辩误啊，也可以帮助你扶正，知道吧？好，humiliated 在这里是羞辱，是吧
？That's right。
羞辱了，被什么事情给羞辱了呢？
嗯，
那我不知道，我不知道这个。I cannot read the euros in coins. Mm-hmm. That quite humiliating.
Okay. The second one is aubergines. It's a kind of vegetable. 茄子 Aubergine. A-U-B-E-R-G-I-N-E-S.
那 aubergine 不是那个Debbie, 我们在这里大家都说这个东西是是 eggplant.
Well, that's the American way. We say aubergine because that's the proper way.
好吧，挺喜剧的。这个英国人哈，把茄子呢叫做 aubergines 是吧？然后我说，那我们说的不是 eggplant 吗 ？Debbie 说，哦，那是美国人怎么说？我们英国人呢，基本上只说 aubergines。
嗯，
好吧 ，aubergine 怎么拼写
？Well, it's of course it comes from French, and the third word also comes from French. It's repertoire.R-E-P-E-R-T-O-I-R-E, repertoire. And this means what you can play, it means what you've got, what you can actually do.
A list of,、
嗯
啊、是不是你的演奏的曲目、
yeah.
你全部的曲目、啊、什么梁山伯梁祝啊、mm-hmm. 类似于这样的叫 repertoire, 这也是一个法语词演变过来的 repertoire. 那 aubergines, repertoire.你看这些词儿不学的话，一会儿听力起来就非常的费劲啊。另外，单词的拼写要把握一下哦。一个是 aubergines、
嗯。And I just got to correct you there, Charming. It's eggplant in American, not in British. It's aubergine.
我一看到大家拼写正确，我就知道课堂指南呢，明显是起了作用哈。好，接下来我们来学单学俚语。
Okay, the first one is steely determination. S T E E L Y determination. Now steel.Is a kind of metal, right?
钢铁。
嗯嗯。So steely determination means that you are very, very strong and have a real strong motivation.
钢铁般的。
嗯。
钢铁般的什么呢
？Determination
就是你的意志。
嗯。
你的决定。
Yes.
要练琴，今天要练五个小时，那你就要练五个小时。你再困再累，你也要练五个小时，就是 steely determination.
That's right.
那你以为郎朗、李云迪？啊，你以为唐韵这样的一些年轻艺术家们之所以早期能成才，难道人家没有 steely determination 吗？
嗯哼，
肯定是有的，对不对 ？Very firm, very strong.
Number two, strong drive. This is a very similar meaning. Motivation, determination, strong drive.
其实这个有点 similar to 这个 steely determination.
So similar meaning.
就是这种 strong drive, 就是非常强烈的动机 motivation, 啊 determination,
motivation, ambition,
ambition,
嗯
就好像说我之所以今天努力的工作努力学习是因为了让我们的家人过上好日子啊、
嗯、
让家里早日脱贫
嗯
就是你的强烈的动力嘛动机嘛要走出大山啊过上好日子就是 motivation, determination,
that's right,
对你奔着什么去
And finally, living expenses. And this is the cost of living. What you need in your daily life. Food, rent, clothes, living expenses.
我们来学生活当中的词语，有一个叫做生活开支。这个词呢，全世界的人民都会用到。Living expenses. Expenses 就是 cost of living. Food, rent, clothes, everything, your petrol,Gasoline, everything,
buffet, everything.
对，生活中的任何开支都叫做开支。好，来听听力问题。
The first one, where had Dee Dee been when the incident with the car happened?、
哦、车祸哎，发生了一件车祸。那这个时候呢 ，Dee Dee 在哪儿呢？
嗯哼。
第二题。
Or where had she been coming back from?
好。
Number two, why was Britain such a shock? to Dee Dee at first.
初来乍到英国对 Dee Dee 来讲呢非常的不适应、为什么、
And finally, what is the name of the beautiful tune that she plays for us at the end?
在这个第二段的末尾她会给我们大家带来一段非常优美的钢琴弹奏。大家中国人吧都应该熟悉这个曲目了对不对、来考考大家的音乐知识能不能够听得出这首歌叫什么名字
OK
它有一个也非常漂亮的名字哦好我们一起来进入到第二段的听力当中大家要再仔细一下啦
You also have a really steely determination and there was a story from your childhood where you'd been on a school tripAnd you came back in a car、with a teacher.
Because I've never been on a car before. I mean, a whole family would have bicycle.、I remember that moment. I don't know how to open the car door and I'm the last one to be left. And this lady sitting in the front seat, she's very annoyed by this. And she eventually come to open the door for me and say, well, everybody know how to open a door. I feel so humiliated. But even then, I was 10. I said to myself that one day you'll feel honored to open a car.For me. Now look back, I'm thankful for her because they give me such a strong drive and I want to live a better life than my parents and also I have the compassion to the others and actually now if I'd be in the same car with her, I think I will open the car door for her and say thank you, I learned to open my car door now.
thanks to you old bat. And you've come obviously to Britain, which I understand at the beginningIt was also quite a shock because you couldn't believe how expensive everything was, could you?
I barely can afford a living expense in this country.
Yeah, there was one week where you lived completely on aubergines, I understand. Now you have a very wide repertoire and you're really keen to spread some Chinese music to the West, aren't you?
Yes.
That's why you're going to play a Chinese folk tune for us this morning.
So I want to bring more Chinese music to the Western audience.
This is called Colourful Clouds.Chasing a Silver Moon.
接下来呢我们听到的这个就是他演奏的曲目了不过呢我们要先把它稍微的拉下然后我们要进行第二段的第二遍的听力了
You also have a really steely determination and there was a story from your childhood where you'd been on a school trip and you came back in a car with a teacher
because I've never been on a car before I mean a whole family would havebicycle. I remember that moment I don't know how to open the car door and I'm the last one to be left and this lady sitting in the front seat she's very annoyed by this and she eventually come to open the door for me and say well everybody know how to open a door I feel so humiliated but even then I was 10 I said to myself that one day you'll feel honored to open the car door for me now look back I'm thankful for her because they give me such a strong drive and I want to live a better lifeThan my parents, and also I have the compassion to the others. And actually, now if I'd be in the same car with her, I think I will open the car door for her and say, Thank you, I learned to open my car door now.
thanks to you old bat. And you've come obviously to Britain, which I understand at the beginning.Was also quite a shock because you couldn't believe how expensive everything was, could you?
I barely can afford a living expense in this country.
Yeah, there was one week where you lived completely on aubergines, I understand. Now you have a very wide repertoire and you're really keen to spread some Chinese music to the West, aren't you?
Yes.
That's why you're going to play a Chinese folk tune for us this morning.
So I want to bring more Chinese music to the Western audience.
This is called Colourful Clouds.Chasing a Silver Moon.
好，这就是迪迪笑在后面呢为我们大家带来的这一段演奏。那 What is she performing? What is she performing? 有人知道吗？看上去是有人已经知道了哟。真是对大家的造纸
I've got to tell you it sounds better than my piano
Beautiful 哎呀太美了 他说他自己呢是要 bring Chinese music to the Western world.
That's right.
作为一个中国人哈，在异乡呢进行这些高端的表演，没有忘记自己的使命。当然他有自己的一种赤子心，他觉得呢应该把中国的音乐啊，尤其是民乐方面精华和精髓的部分带到西方的音乐古典音乐世界当中去，所以我们就听了这么美妙的演奏啊，太棒了。
Right, shall I read it through for everyone?
Yes.
For those of you who haven't managed to get the answers, it's a bit longer this time, so let's get on with it. Okay, you also have a really steely determination, and there was a story from your childhood when you had been on a school trip, and you came back in a car with a teacher.
好，我们来说一说，听说你小的时候呢啊，早期的教育当中也是属于一个非常 steely determination 的人。我们还听说有一次呢，你从学校
story when you'd been on a school trip and you come back in a car with a teacher because I'd never been in a car before. I mean, my whole family, we have bicycles. I remember that moment when I don't know how to open the car door and I'm the last one to be let offAnd this lady in the front seat, she's annoyed by this. Eventually, she comes to open the door for me and says, everyone knows how to open a door.
一个从来没有有过小汽车的家庭啊，弟弟笑呢不知道怎么样开车门，所以在有一次这样的一个经历当中，路途的经历呢给他留下了与众生难忘、终生难忘的印象。这位跟他同行的人，也就是他的老师啊，被他不会开车门的举动给惹怒到了，然后就斥责他说，天哪，你竟然不会开车门，这对他幼小的心灵来讲是一个巨大的伤害。
And also, oh sorry, I feel so humiliated. But even then, I was 10, I said to myself, one day you will feel honored to open the door for me.
你看看，我觉得不知道这是人之常情，还只是他是一位非常有个性的小孩。 I feel so humiliated.And even then I was 10, 我当时只有十岁，我对我自己说， One day you will feel honored to open the door for me.
Now I look back, I'm thankful to her because she gave me a strong drive and I want to live a better life than my parents.
这就是因为这样的一段插曲呢，改变了她的人生啊。但实际上呢，我个人觉得这样一种心情还是挺有点畸形哈、啊，这个动不动就什么采取报复啊，或者是怎么样的，其实这个挺不文明的哈、啊，不太健康啊，不建议采取，不模仿。好，然后呢 ，and also
I have compassion for others, and actually now if I'd been in the same car with her, I would open the door for her and say thank you.I've learned how to open my car door now.
那现在呢，我再次回到老师的身边的时候呢， I open the door for her and say, thank you, I learned to open my car door now. 这是以德报怨还是以怨报德，大家自己去听去想。
And now the host says a very English thing. She says, yes, thanks to you, you old bat.
主持人帮他说了一句话泄愤，说谢谢你，你个老蝙蝠，说 you old bat. 主持人也是估计自己心里也有难平的愤怨。
It's not very polite.
不礼貌哈。
And then she says to Di Di Xiao, now you obviously you came to Britain, which I understand at the beginning was also quite a shock.Because you couldn't believe how expensive everything was, could you?、
主持人就给他一个设想说，那你初来乍到英国，会不会对这些一切的生活感到非常的吃惊啊？毕竟是完全不一样的，毕竟是完全不一样的一种啊，语言环境啊，生活环境啊，等等啊。
I could barely afford the living expenses in this country.
对，他开始说，我一开始呢，对这个国家的生活水平感到太震惊了，我完全不知道怎么去应付太贵的生活。I barely could afford.这个表达方法指的就是 I couldn't afford.
Yes, there was one week where you lived completely on aubergines. I understand.
整整一周都吃茄子。I understand, yes, well.
Now, you have a very wide repertoire and you're really keen to spread some Chinese music to the West, aren't you?
你有自己的成套的曲目，另外你也很在意把中国的音乐带到世界，对吗？
And that's why you're going to play a Chinese folk song for us this morning.
这就是为什么今天你要给我们大家来表演一首中国的歌曲。
I want to bring more Chinese music to Western audiences.
是的，很想把我们的精华带到西方世界，给更多的 听众朋友和观众。
And this is called Colorful Clouds Chasing a Silver Moon.
Charming in the chat room, got it.
Yeah, so did Say. And actually Say knows the tune. He says it's an old Cantonese tune, which makes sense if it comes from Guangzhou, right?
对，彩云追月，彩云逐月啊，这个是我们这个优美的曲目。